Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 93 for Friday, February 12th, 2016.
A hearty welcome to one and all on this pre-extortion, I mean pre-Valentine's group therapy session, better known as the Weekly Dose of Fat. Open up your arms and let in your cherubically clad host, Sven and Gomez.
Hey, everybody. That's our wonderful friend JK over there. And joining me on my right is my Uncle Gomez.
Hola, amigos. I'd like to remind everyone that the best way to listen to the Weekly Dose of Fat is with your ears. Your ears attached to your head attached to your body firmly planted on your bicycle.
I think we'd cause more accidents if people did that.
Really? I always listen to the show while I ride. It's my Friday ride. You're going to listen to the show? Go for a little cruise.
We already welcomed J.K. Levin, didn't we?
This is not a love song. This is not a love song. This is not a love song.
Do we have video of that?
Was I supposed to be running video?
I don't know.
No, speak directly into the flower and sing.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is sponsored by the helpful folks over there at Surly Bikes.
Surly has three words for you: bikes, parts, chaos.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Sultry.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on the show this week there?
I heard we have a good show this week.
Really? Like, last week was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, I thought last week was a champagne show.
The less we talk, the better our show sounds. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of good sounding shows.
Well, we start the show this week with the event of the week. We welcome this week's special guest, the amazing Mr. Jane Peterberry. We welcome listeners from around the fatosphere to answer the question, why does it hurt when I pee? We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report brought to you by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series, the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships, and the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships. And in this evening's special segment, I'm going to eat the microphone as I'm trying to swerve.
Special segment.
That's the Instagram takeover, I think. I think that's our special segment.
Right on.
And now, it's time for the Fat Bike Event of the Week.
Booyah.
Yeah, this is a crazy, crazy way to say this town. But
welcome to the radio program, Devin.
Oh, Devin's on the line.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Devin.
All right, I'm messing with Gomez over here right now.
I get going, and then
why did you want Devin to call again?
This week's event of the week is Devin's little event here. It's called the Gathering, and it's in
the Gathering.
It's in Buena Vista.
You said it right.
Out there. Colorado, or BV as the locals call it.
Is that on the west side of the range?
That's right by Great Sand Dunes National Monument. Oh, right on.
Dude, tell us about that area. Tell us all about that stuff.
You want to know about BV? Well, we've got, we actually have a pretty cool mix of riding here. We've got Cottonwood Pass and a bunch of 14ers right next to us. On the other side of town, literally a few miles away, we have High Desert. So we have a lot of trail riding. We have some great road riding. And in the winter, it turns into excellent fat biking kind of all the way around. So, we got a little bit of everything here for everybody. And that's kind of what inspired us to do our event.
And it looks like this
event is called The Gathering.
It looks
there
like
can be only gathering. One. Yeah.
McCann!
And any bike flyer that looks this good and has the word shenanigans on it, I'm in.
Right, who did that art? The art is awesome. That's really
That was actually my design.
Ah,
I like the skull on the bottom of the shoe.
Absolutely. It's a skull.
Thanks. I'm glad you noticed.
There's a lot of details in here. You just kind of have to eyeball them where they are. Evel Knievel helmet, exactly. Right on.
And I think you might.
I used to have one of those.
Mike launched his helmet over a building, and I think it landed on the roof.
I had that nice helmet, too. It landed on a poster.
Well, so I think that your event is the first event that is leveraging or cross-breeding bike polo and fat bikes.
Well, I certainly can't claim responsibility for that. I know a lot of the guys around the state have played Snolo before.
All right.
But
here's the thing about Colorado. They don't share with the rest of the country that well.
Man.
you just have to come out and experience it, and then we'll let you in.
There you go. As you were saying.
But Colorado is always holding.
Twist my arm.
You were so
rudely. We are always holding.
So what is the date?
You know,
I actually think this came from Colorado. Oh, it's not our beer.
Our show is out of control, and I think we're 8 minutes in, 808 state, right here.
We got time
on
to
Fat
kill
Bike
here.
Radio. So what's
a lot of time to right the ship. That's all right.
What's the date of this fabulous gathering that you're doing?
Event
the date
details.
Is February 26th through the 28th, which is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the last 3 days of the month. With the kind of the main event going to be on Saturday, where we have a full day. I expect Friday people just be rolling in, and we're kind of set up for that. And then Sunday we want to have some stuff in the morning and let people get out if they want to. But of course, you know, people are certainly encouraged to arrive early and leave late. The end of February, and it's really just going to be a good time to get people together. You know, we talk forever about trying to do a race, but, you know, snow, the weather's kind of tricky to plan on. So
sure.
We thought
we
would just...
Yeah, we've seen that a lot here, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really just wanted to get an event where people could just show up and ride bikes together and have a good time and have some beers and do fun stuff.
Right on.
And, you know, it's totally free. There's no registration. No, you know, nobody's going to get mad if you... want to bail, have anything on the line other than just come up and have a good time. So we really hope a lot of people from all over are going to do just that.
So on the poster, I see we touched on shenanigans. What about the music portion of the event?
Well, the music portion, you know, we have a party on Saturday at the Lariat, locally known as The Rope. Down at the end of Main Street here, and they've got a band hired. I have not had the pleasure of listening to them yet, but I'm sure they're excellent. So we'll just have a big costume party at The Rope, and it should be a good time.
Awesome. Well, right on. Devin Dahl from Bone Shaker Cycles. We're going to have a link and a poster and anything else you might need to get information about this event.
Right on.
Thanks,
man,
for calling in, Devin. And thanks for throwing this is a grassroots throwback. Man, you just made an old man happy.
So. Right. This is the kind of event that
right
Gomez
on,
would actually probably plan if he were allowed to plan events anymore.
Indeed.
Without getting yelled at by ducks and polar bears and that.
Gomez from FedBike.com.
He's actually
illegal in 39 states.
Speaking from the corner with his back to us.
Well, I'll put your skills to use if you ever come out to BV.
My right man.
On. All right. Thanks very much, man.
Thank you much.
Top of the hill, boys. Top of the hill, boys.
Thanks, Devin.
Cheers.
Well, there you have it. The Gathering. I love the name of the event.
I know, dude.
That's
And I'm telling you, I met a couple at Worlds who live in Buena Vista, and they explained the whole why it's
Buena. Yeah, I saw he spelled it. I'm like, it's phonetically spelled. I can tell he wants to say.
Well,
it that
no,
way.
There's that whole Disney attachment, Buena Vista.
So they call it
Buena,
something
Buena.
Different. Yeah, Buena, dumbass.
Whatever.
Buena Texican.
That's all I saw was the thing.
It's Hawaiian Texican. Or something.
Oh, wow. Man.
Right on. Right.
We could have a whole different podcast on this argument.
If we didn't have our...
On phonics. Phonics today.
If we didn't have our host, listener JK line Limit. All lit up over here with
Semantics.
Like red lights and stuff. Hey, welcome to the radio program. JK and Gomez are already totally out of line. Who am I talking to?
Gomez, it's JP.
There he is.
Hi, JP. How are you?
Who the hell's calling from Jackson, Wyoming? Is it perhaps...
No, wait. Slow down. No, it's Victor, Idaho.
Except we have caller ID, so you still have a 307 area code, blah, blah, blah.
So it doesn't...
bummer, dude. I don't want to promote that place. I want to promote Victor, Idaho, not Jackson, Wyoming, man.
Right on, brother.
I don't care how close they are. I want to be far away from them.
Yeah, doesn't Dick Cheney live there?
Yeah.
Or at least visit. All,
I don't know who lives there.
Duck!
They got some cows and a couple of buffalo, but Idaho's the place to
go. Did you see that kick-ass shot I got of the buffalo when I was there for the Fat Bike Summit last year? The breath and stuff. Oh, it's so cool. Welcome to the show. Sorry to steal your thunder here. Because you did something way more amazing than take a picture of a buffalo.
Indeed.
Breathing.
Breathing. Doing what he does as an alive person. So it is Mr. J. Peterberry here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. It's always a pleasure. And I'm here to talk about whatever we can do to help kind of spread this fat bike love.
Man, it's an epidemic around you. You were just in Minnesota.
It's bigger than the Zika virus.
So thanks for joining us on the show. Congratulations to you and your wife, Tracy. How many arrowheads have you two combined? Have you won?
Yeah, so we've been out four times.
Yeah.
We've traveled together both times, so we've both done it four times. And Tracy has three wins to herself, and mm-hmm. I have two. And obviously we both walked away this year with kind of a little sweep, and that was super fun.
Was young Will Ross right behind you, or was he, like, way back?
No, he was there, for sure. And I don't expect it. There's always, you know, as the years go by, the competition's stepping up, and that's super sweet to see, and that's certainly why we go to these events, and, you know, I want to have that. Nobody wants to ride them by themselves in a competition. So, let's see here. Will hung out for a bit. At the start of it, there was a couple of us. It quickly shook out. I mean, it's not hidden that I'll race any race, like a cross-country race, no matter how long it is. So I did what I do at the beginning of the event and took off from the start, and it was quickly, it broke down to three of us pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Will and I and a guy, Ben Doom, and he fell off at about mile 30. And then it was Will and I, and it was great. You know, it was definitely, you know, I went there with definitely racing in mind and pretty focused. I kind of got trumped on the line last year, so I was kind of back to not let that happen again by the younger fellas, we'll call it.
Yeah, and Will.
So,
Will's a young guy, for sure.
Yeah, and even the year prior, you know, with Jordan, you know, kind of got jumped there. So, Will's definitely
Jordan is super tall.
Jordan, man.
He's like a lumberjack, kind of.
I was so surprised in his first time that he won.
Not wiry like Jay. He is wiry and small.
He wins everything in the shorter genres. So, go on. Sorry.
Wiry.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was good. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of chatting going on. And, you know, it was definitely a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got to Mel George, which is about halfway, call it mile 70 or 70-something. And I walked in, did my resupply, got some water. I was only in there for literally just a couple minutes, and when I was walking out, Will was walking in. But we were sort of riding together until then, just kind of on and off the front a bit. And I might have just been seeing where he was at. Honestly, I was just trying to wear him out. I mean, I didn't let up at all. But he was there the whole time. And then when I left there, it kind of took him quite a few miles to reel me back in. He must have stayed there for a few minutes at that checkpoint. And then when he finally reeled me in, call it a couple hours or 10 miles later, he caught me, and it was probably about some of the only words that were said the whole time amongst us. He said, man, it took a lot of effort to catch you or something to that. And I kind of just was, I didn't even respond. I just listened. And then I just carried on my business, and I might even bumped it up a little bit. And within a few minutes, I kind of glanced back, and I didn't see Will. And I know he was going to be there.
I think aliens abducted him. That's the version I got. Was he posted, aliens abducted him.
He posted that he was at the end of his rope right there, yeah. And you broke him.
Yeah, so kind of took off, and I dealt with, you know, we all deal with our issues, right? So I was dealing with a kind of a, I think I broke a bead in my rear tire because I was letting air out because it was that kind of snow, it was demanding snow. And so I probably was down a little low, might have broke a bead, so I was getting a slow leak, so I had to milk that along with a couple of CO2s, and then finally I had to change it.
Oh, man.
And so, you know, I was losing some time, and I just kept looking, waiting for Will, and then I threw a tube in, and I just haphazardly kind of put some air in it to get me to the checkpoint because I knew I was pretty close.
So, Jay, did you start out on tubeless then?
And yeah, then, I did start out tubeless.
Right on.
Yep. And then so I changed my tube. I didn't pump it up all the way because I knew I was close to the checkpoint, and I was like hoping maybe the checkpoint had a floor pump. And I kind of rallied there, got to the checkpoint. You know, I was kind of just keep looking back. I'm like, you know, I'm wasting time. I'm like, Will's got to be here. And I get to the checkpoint, and the first thing I say, is there a floor pump here? And there's not. So then that issue to stop. So I had to stop and just kind of air up properly and get the bead set back in because I just didn't do that. And then while I was there, I probably took a chug of Coke or something and then got on my way. And at this time, it's starting to turn dark, you know. So when I left there, I was kind of like, you know, definitely just looking back the whole time. And I had no idea what the situation was. And I just sort of rode into the finish, and I finished and did my deal and pictures, this and that, and chatted a couple minutes. And then before you know it, the lights come up, and that was Will. And, you know, whatever the time says, 3 minutes or something.
Right,
Will
3 minutes. Right there. Yeah.
So, man. You know, he was hungry, and he's a strong kid, and it was great. Give him a bunch of credit, and at the same time, it was awesome to kind of do what I did because that's definitely the reason I went there. So
yeah, totally. Congratulations on getting another one, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Yeah.
So let's supply the bike nerds of our listeners and talk a little bit about your new pink to orange fade job bear grease. You have a new bear grease, and then you had a bear grease before. So I'm kind of interested in, you know, like what they upgraded, you know, what they changed, and how is this one like better than last year?
The salsa bear grease is kind of a tried and true. You know, when it first came out several years ago, I mean, this is like my third bear grease, and it really hasn't changed. So, I mean, I think that first of all tells you something about a bike, especially in this genre of bike where things are always changing in fat bike world. Well, this is an early geometry that hasn't changed.
Cool.
So, and it's done its work. It's proven its ground. So, yeah, it's great to be on the new bike. As far as build goes and things, you know, standard one by. I ran a 30 tooth. I'm running power on my bike, so I have a cork power meter on my bike. It's kind of how I train nowadays, and I got a 30 tooth on there.
Is it an elliptical 30 tooth or just a regular round 30 tooth? So you haven't bought into the BioPace back in the old days?
Well, I haven't bought into that elliptical. I don't know. Yeah, old school BioPace for sure.
Right? That worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Right.
So I am interested in that, but I'm not running it yet.
Right
and,
on.
You know, so, you know, and we all add our personal touches to our bike, but it's, you know, certainly a high-end build of a bike. And then I ran head wheels, so I got a BFD on the front, and then I ran a BD on the back.
Cool.
So 100 mil in the front, 85 in the back.
Oh, I like that.
Head carbon wheels, rounded out with, you know, Dillinger 5s, and that was kind of a morning choice, you know. I'm kind of fortunate enough to be able to travel with a couple of wheel sets and tires, so I kind of had that.
Was it studded or not? It wasn't that icy, was it? Or did you?
It wasn't icy.
Okay.
I mean, ironically enough, the front was studded, and that's just because that's what was mounted on that wheel from last year, right? Yeah. So, you know how that goes.
Sure.
And honestly, the penalty.
Oh, yeah, world champions like us. We know how that goes. Come on, Jay, we don't. You're the authority here. Authoritizer.
Nah, so... But anyway, yeah, I mean, everything worked out great. I was super pumped on my choice of gear and bike. And, you know, I didn't run pogies. I ran a pretty light system. I ran pretty much the mandatory gear with, like, an extra jacket. I didn't bring anything extra because, you know, it was 25 degrees. I mean, that's hot in winter ultra racing. I was soaking wet from, whatever, 10 minutes in till the finish.
Oh, man.
So,
well,
16 hours,
fun, you know?
16 hours straight.
That's awesome.
At race pace. That's just amazing.
And this isn't your only race of the year either, right? You got something coming up, don't you?
I have a question about ITI, and we traded emails, and I had mentioned this in our emails of 10 days of racing the 1,000 mile last year, riding and camping with Jeff Oatley. So you're basically living together, doing back-to-back off-road centuries. I mean, and you're racing. So are you trying to like get up earlier and do everything faster, or are you talking and like doing this together more? You know, what is that like? Yeah. Those 10 days.
Mean, I think that's really something that is probably. It can't be understood, and it's really hard to understand as someone that's never been to Alaska doing the 1,000 mile event. Like, I don't think it really it can apply sometimes to a 350 mile event, but it definitely applies to a 1,000 mile event. And yeah, we are racing. We're both very competitive. We're competitive with each other. We're also good friends. Just been a mentor since I've been there my first year 9 years ago. And, you know, I was out front for a long time. And then when we did finally kind of link up, I mean, we're talking about conditions that are literally negative 40 to negative 50 degrees. You're talking about being in a place that there is no safety fallback on. Mm-hmm. You're on your own, okay?
Yeah, so, no cell coverage out there?
There's not a choice of terrain or trail. Like, there's one trail. We're going to the same place. We're doing the same things. And then there's a certain amount of, like, care that you need to give yourself in those conditions. Mm-hmm. It's not like when you've been pushing yourself for 24 hours in negative 40 degrees with nothing but your kit in the wilderness, and you get to a shelter, you're not going to, like, melt water and leave in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a certain amount of work that needs to be done, and I think this becomes an expedition type of a race. And then at the same time, yeah, I mean, honestly, Jeff and I never, ever spoke about racing.
Mm-hmm.
We never spoke about finishing together. We never even spoke about traveling together. It was something that just kind of happened. And we both have such, I would say, mutual respect for each other. It just kind of happened. And then when it did come down to the race, like, it was brought up. It was like, hey, let's bang this thing out. Let's try to, like, race to the end. And, like, it was mentioned, like, nah, I think I'm good. I think I want to rest. And I think after that kind of time together, I think it's like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to feel much better finishing with this man than I am, like, trying to take over this thing that is, like, a macho thing. I was, like, I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. I'm not trying to beat somebody. I'm not trying to beat Jeff in this situation of weakness after all this time. It's like, no, man, let's ride this thing out together and just, like, yeah, let's celebrate this together, this finish, because it was kind of epic. Like, you know, it's already been sorted out between us, and we don't need to, like, let everyone else in the world know, like, who won. Mm-hmm. No, we finished together. We had an amazing trip. Like, it's such a hard thing to understand. Like I said in my first sentence, it's just, you cannot, someone who's never been there in that situation or been up north in those conditions, I don't think you really understand, no matter how much, like, I can't describe it enough. A best writer can't describe it enough.
I think you did a great job of describing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mutual respect for each other and the conditions and nature at that point.
And it's a humility thing. It's just like, really? Like, what I got? I don't know. You know, I was definitely questioned after that, and Jeff was too. And honestly, it's just like, we just kind of shake our head and we're like, we're happy with what we did. It wasn't about who
I think that
first.
I am nothing but universally impressed. It's just such a cool thing. It's an unbelievable feat. That
absolutely.
10 back-to-back off-road centuries in the wilderness at
And not many beer stops or anything like that.
And they
distractions.
And they actually do take time to take photos and whatnot.
Speaking of photos, I don't know why. The salsa blog I was on it today, I'm not sure what I was doing on there, but I saw a shot that Reamer took of you, and it's like it's blowing snow. I don't know if it was towards the beginning or whatever, but that's an awesome shot.
Yeah, Mike cut his teeth as a pro shooter. Shot a lot of bunch of downhill stuff. He knows his way around a camera for sure.
Right on.
Yeah, he threw a bunch of great photos up on that blog.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. That was a boss.
So are you
have passion for the sport as well.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they want to capture these moments, you know.
So are you headed up to the ITI?
Yeah, so the 24th. Yep, Tracy and I will both be heading up on the 24th, and we're both racing 350 to McGrath, so I'm kind of looking really forward to it because, you know, when I go to Nome, I kind of toy around for a day or two like I'm racing the McGrath,
mm-hmm.
and then just to keep things hot and heavy up the front, and then I kind of watch the boys play with each other to finish that one off, but so I don't generally race to McGrath like last year, you know, going to Nome, but this year I'm really looking forward to going to McGrath. I'm looking forward to racing the McGrath. Been putting in a lot of time training. I'm pretty stoked to go there, for sure. And honestly, I hope it's not a bike race. I hope it's more of a wilderness race. You know, there's a side of me that kind of hopes it turns it into some sort of epic at some point. Just because the past couple of years it has been kind of hot and heavy and fast, right. And that hasn't been. That's not typical. That's not how I was brought into it. I had pretty deep epic the first year I was there.
Yeah, man. There needs to be a couple of feet of snow, right? That.
And a moose.
No, somebody dancing randomly on the side. You have to.
It's ridiculous. And I think those moments are more remembered, actually.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You know, and that's why we go. That's why I go there. I look for that, and that's the reason I repeat to go back. So... yeah, we'll be heading up, and we'll see what that one turns out to. I mean, it's all just one big adventure, so it's good.
You know, they have the kind of the precursor to the ITI is in Anchorage this year, the big fat
event bike ride
or whatever it's called.
And the big fat expo.
Are you going to be up there for that? I know there's a meet and greet at some point, so people can see their fat bike racing heroes.
Yeah, I'll be up there, and actually Tracy and I are going to present for them, so... Katie Merchant, who runs the ITI, is actually, she's kind of spearheaded this festival and this big fat ride deal.
Yeah, man.
They're really good friends of ours through the years. And,
oh, cool.
We're gonna present while we're there as well and just kind of share a few stories. And, you know, hopefully that all goes well. You know, I mean, it's all just one big party, really.
Kind of like the Tour de France, only better.
Yeah. But on snow.
And, yeah, and with bigger tires and whatnot.
Yeah. Not so many fucking animals.
And also Jay Peterberry. And women, because they don't have women in the Tour de France either.
This is true.
Although they do have a women's Tour de France, they don't have women in the Tour.
There's a woman named France.
Exactly. Way to put a period on the end of our rambling.
Yeah, right on.
Run-on sentence.
Hey, Jay,
it is great to have you on the show, man.
For you to call.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks. You guys need to keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, I mean, because I'm probably, you know, I'm probably going to, like, end the show and go home and drink a lot of Budweiser
We have been just
and eat Papa John's pizza.
Oh Lord,
Peyton Manning, everybody.
Is that... how large is your forehead, Jay? Do you have a six head? Have we gone by a forehead into the five head, and now we're in the six head land?
I'm just saying, when he gets to McGrath first, he's going to have to go to Disneyland.
Oh, is it Mark McGrath?
And have and drink a lot of Budweiser. Then August gets
like Sugar Ray.
Jay, I wish you some killer tailwinds, and I hope you get all the epic out of your ITI, and good luck. And thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We'll see ya.
All right. Hey, Jay. Cheers. Peterbury, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed.
I got to tell you, I think he was one of our best guests.
Hell yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. He's energetic, and he's totally stoked on what he does, and it was kick-ass.
I think he did a great job of explaining, you know, that. Because I actually thought about that. It's like you're racing with someone for 10 days. And for a lot of that time, it was, you know, those two.
You know what I bet he thought in the middle of that?
What?
Let's take a break.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yeah, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCycler.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're live on the radio, sort of.
Taped live.
Who do we have on our telephone device?
This is Spinner. Am I the only one?
Oh, geez, Spinner. I didn't know you still had a Decora phone number. I thought maybe you would have moved up in the world.
He'd be a 608.
No, they don't give us new phone numbers in Iowa. Once you get an Iowa phone number, you're stuck.
Oh. I'll keep that in mind.
It's the mob.
Spinner, what's up, dude? I read your draft of the Iceratops review there. That's a humdinger.
Do you like my precursors? It does not necessarily represent the views of FatBike.com.
And then I knew it was going to be interesting. I was like...
Yeah. Who wants our views anymore? We've been doing this for how long?
Everybody knows that what I think about stuff. Oh, yeah, I want the Alaskan saddle. But you actually have different views that are uniquely...
yours.
Amusing and stuff. So people should really, you know, look forward to the pirate version of... no, the Viking version. You're the Icelandic Viking.
Does it sound like he's just babbling or no?
Dolphin.
I think that was English. I thought I spoke English until I heard that. Yeah.
So are you at your She Rides Her Own Way board meeting?
No, I had to do some doggy things tonight, so I didn't make it over to that. So I will do the Thursday night discussion and the Friday night pizza party, and then I will be the Sunday, gopher or bitch or whatever.
Saturday.
So, gigolo. Just a gigolo everywhere he goes. People know cooking, the party's playing.
Cooking his cooking bacon.
Cooking what? Is bacon. He Walter White? He's the Walter White of bacon, bro. Walter White of bacon here, sir. Yeah.
So that's the that was
cold. You're going to need some warm bacon. It's going to be like 9 degrees or nine below. I can't remember what I saw. It was going to be chilly.
What are trail conditions up that way?
When I rode it last weekend, it was very, very icy. I ran into a guy from Omaha. Said, you know Mike McCogan? Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
He's a jiu-jitsu world champion, I believe.
He was a former Bike Black Ribbon test pilot as well. He might be a current one for all I know.
What? I just fired him. Wait a sec. Did he actually ask to leave?
I think that he started repping a shop, and somehow he thought that because he sold bikes, that he shouldn't test bikes. which is,
but you're, you know, once you're Bike Black Ribbon, you're always Bike Black Ribbon.
Right.
Really.
He's just not a test pilot anymore. Oh, right. He's part of the society.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know.
Yes. Once you go Black Ribbon, you never go back.
You take that blood oath and, yeah. Basically.
As in, I just bit my tongue and I can taste blood in my mouth? Yeah. Or what?
Where you get the blood is up to you. So, my man, Spinner Ryerson. Yes. What's your big plan for the Sweaty Yeti? Are you coming to that?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be up there early. Hopefully it's a little warmer than last year. Yeah, we camped out in a, we had no idea what we're doing. We had a huge, I don't know, what was it, 10-person tent?
Yeah.
And a little heater.
Yeah.
And it was, and I think Steve said, they're 40 below in the morning.
18 of your closest friends in
there?
Did
you spoon at all?
No, it was me and a dog.
Me and you and a dog named Boo, loving and living off the land.
Just you and a black mouth cur? Or are we, you have a mountain cur.
It was a tiger cur.
Oh, a tiger cur.
Mountain cur. Yeah. That's the panic was in there, too. And then about, I don't know, 5 in the morning, I kind of bitched out, and I didn't realize, you know, we slept right outside. We didn't realize that chalet was open all weekend, and we could have just slept in there. The place was heated and lit up, and we thought it was locked, and we just went over and opened the door.
I've had a blanket fort in there before.
Yeah, one year we made blanket forts. And
a blanket fort camp out in that place.
In that place for the sweaty end.
That is the plan this year.
Really, they're going to have it open? Because Julio.com, yeah, like, rented a house, but it's a bunch of Chicago boys, and they're going to be all like,
where's my Gray's Ale?
Where's my neck?
And, yes, and I might want to sleep.
And somebody wants Shiner Bike.
But
and
I'm you sure have to the, start I'm poking sure the eyes on stuff. If you're staying in the chalet, it's not going to be that tame either. There might be wrestling
and blanket parties. Oh no, those are bad. Blanket forts are good. Blanket parties are bad.
Yeah, forts are different than a blanket party. Yeah.
This is not the furry. This is not the furry thing.
Don't encourage.
Yes, you are.
Just an open mind and a good attitude. Just see what happens. It'll be fine.
This is not what I want to hear.
I saw some pretty interesting kegs last year.
Mike has an open mic. Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Well, yeah, Spinner, so over. Did you...
everybody's coming over.
For Levis? For when?
Yeah, Julie's coming over for Levis.
So
for
we
the Yeti.
Oh, that's right. For the Yeti at Levis.
A sweaty Yeti.
Try to keep up.
What were we just talking about? Were we talking about something else?
What?
What
the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Herman's Hermits, ladies and gentlemen.
There's so much going on at this table. Everybody's
and for
doing
your
something.
Enjoyment, Conway Twitty.
Is he still alive?
No.
I don't know. We've been playing a lot of Bob Seger. I think that happened last time, too. But
can we talk about them?
There's a hell of a Sunday ride.
At Levis?
The event is like probably...
Not at 20.
Oh, now he's cracking himself up over there.
I know.
Oh. I'm so an only child. I know how to do this.
Who is your team for the Sweaty Yeti, Spin?
That is a game time decision. We'll see who shows up.
Really?
I can't remember what I signed up for, if I'm a team or what.
It's not like you, Shockey, and O'Gara.
We want to give somebody else a chance. Come on.
Lunds? Lunds coming in?
I thought they were going to
throw Lunds in. Throw me in.
I'm going. Even to one beer equals one lap and one shot of whiskey takes a minute off your time. I think that would be kind of a leveling playing field.
What is the lap? What's the lap length of the actual event?
It changes from year to year.
Yeah, what do you think?
It
usually takes about 40
miles and team is 3.
So, yeah. Huh.
That sound right?
I don't know. I thought
I thought they always did the same course.
So much
and
math.
Teams.
So much.
I think he's always adding some onto it. That Bear Den Hill is going to be the same, I guess. But other than that, I think he changes it whenever he can. He's always, I don't know, he's retired. He's not really retired. He's working for the DNR, but all I ever see is him hanging out in snowmobiles and riding bikes and shooting stuff.
Yeah, basically.
Shooting things.
He's everybody's hero.
Right?
Steve. I was just talking to Fanny Lumpkin about Steve, and we were just like singing the praises of Steve. Hi, Steve.
I love that guy.
They're actually singing about Steve.
And the dogs were howling in the background.
Yeah, somebody is supposed to call in and bark like a dog. You got a 708 or a 847?
Or a 321?
Or a 312?
321 contact.
I'm just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I got Travis.
12. You got Travis? So, Spinner, shut up for a while. We're going to talk to Travis. Who's barking like a dog?
That's not Vivian.
No, Spinner, shut up.
I have hey, girls, down.
Down. Down, girls.
That's what he said.
These girls are getting crazy. You met Holly, haven't you? Have you met Holly?
Yeah,
That's a new one. That's a new trail. Yeah.
Nice. Grapes.
Who else
she wants to be on the phone. She wants to be famous.
So who else has dogs? We don't have a shop dog.
Should we get one?
There's not enough shop dogs.
I know.
I don't know what happened to all the shop dogs. What happened to, like, everybody's, like, trying to clean up and be nice. I like shops that have refrigerators and empty beer cans and dogs everywhere. And porn
like the Folkadolls out there in Decorah, Iowa, or what?
What, the Folkadolls? Yes.
Man.
This weekend I had the
hardest. You just described a part of America that doesn't get on TV.
Top of the hill.
Oh. Hey, I could use one. Thanks. I'm going to have to pee a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, so did you let Travis in?
Travis is in. Just Spinner stomping all over him.
All right.
Top of the hill, beer boys.
Cheers, Travis.
Top of the hill.
Are you in the garage?
Oh, yeah.
Of course I am. So we just got an update from Kathy Merchant about the event going on out there.
Yeah.
And maybe Travis knows a little more about that.
Yeah, Travis. Yeah, I know that you're volunteering, and I hope that you are taking full advantage of your press credentials from fatbike.com, and they have... I don't know. You should have like a limo, like a fat bike limo, wing walking, you know, little planes with skis on them. They should have all that set up for you.
They should build you a wall that you can walk on top of.
Yeah, exactly. How are you supposed to get
a laminated press pass?
Right. How's he supposed to get to McGrath? Ride his bike?
No.
Ride the wall. Helicopter.
Walk partway there for the cameras.
The wall.
So I just hope that, and maybe you should get a special knife or something. Some buckskin chaps. I don't know.
Was that like a really horrible Australian accent?
Yeah,
A knife.
That's not annoying. This is annoying.
Yeah. I can just keep going.
Hey, welcome to Mardi Gras week at Fat Bike Radio. Things are just...
It was Fat Tuesday yesterday.
We started the show, I don't know.
We started the show.
I think Jack Frost stopped by right before we started.
Peterberry was on the show.
Jay Peterberry was the only part of the show I'd listen to if I was doing it again.
I know. He's a good guest.
Now
who's stepping on Travis?
I'm going to ask Travis
stepping on Travis?
He was listening to the majority of the Jay Peterberry thing. What do you think, bro? I mean, he's coming up there, by the way, and he's going to be one of the big fat ride participants. And
he's
going to do that
there, and he's going to try and take you Alaskans to the woodshed.
Woodshed.
Well, you know, that's just figuratively on the race course. He's going to show you how racing you don't.
That's the racing part.
Yeah, the racing.
Racing, if you want to race him.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to his and Tracy's talk. That's going to be great. I'm going to be volunteering all weekend, working the expo, doing the ride. We're going from the train station over to Westchester Lagoon and back. So So it's they kind of kept it on the shorter side, I think, to try to draw as many people out to it as we can. But I imagine the bike trails of Anchorage will be quite lively that day.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
I know that you guys are trying to get 1,000 people.
10,000.
About 10,000. Do you think they're going to hit that 1,000 person? Like, we're not just going to hit it in northern Wisconsin here in like a couple weeks.
Right, because they already registered 1,000
right.
people
so,
at
and
the Berkey.
There's plus, about another 1,000 people riding bikes that aren't in the race.
And they hand out VIP passes, too. Like, you and I
this is Wisconsin, though. I don't know about...
Not that we're VIPs. We used to give them away. Like, race?
Speaking of giving shit away and people stealing shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see the thing on the banner?
Yeah.
We talked about it last week on the show, and apparently it has a home in a very prized position.
Ned.
So, it's good. I'm glad I found a home.
I have no idea where.
I'm just going to get some white vinyl and reclaim it. And
I think it was like $48 or $88 or something like that.
Yeah, so
back in 2014 money.
Way back.
Don't you remember, man, those days?
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be selling sticker packs. Sticker packs on the old e-store.
You know what we had to do? We had to put an ad at our own show for that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. If you need sticker packs, fatbike.com is your place to go.
We got kick-ass stickers.
And the patches will take a really bad version of trying to attach it to a jacket, and then it kind of falls apart.
Did you use stitches or an iron?
I used my hands.
So how many stitches did you have?
I don't know, 10-ish. I'm not a master sewer by any stretch of the imagination. I just want to have the... Instead of just sitting going like, hey, it's Carhartt. It's like, no, it's fatbike.com.
That's right. So you made some friends up there in L.A. Cross, didn't you?
The L.A. Cross Fat. Yeah, in Myrick Park. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce it.
So were those actual, normally groomed trails, or did they do it just for the event?
Just for the event. They just had like a little snowshoe stamped out, single track. Wyatt Bikes is in that zone, and they had presence there with awesome.
I saw one at Worlds. Oh, Wyatt.
It was like,
well, he's from LA Cross.
Yeah. It was like a seven bike rack, and it was like, and you just saw all seven bikes just
on the vehicle.
Yeah. It was mind bending. Just looking at them, like, oh my god, you gotta be shitting me! That's amazing.
When they do line up like that, it is impressive.
Yeah, I'm a sucker.
You swooned.
I did. I did it in front of you right now.
That was a moon. That wasn't a swoon, there, sir.
Well, I made the noise. Whoa.
All right. Did Travis get to finish his story?
No.
We're just rambling around the fucking goddamn universe.
I'm sure I had one, man.
None of us
Travis,
do.
You know what I mean, though? We're going to get you, to rub elbows with all of the dignitaries and VIPs at this event.
You mean Travis isn't a dignitary or a VIP? I'm pretty sure he is, because... I'm saying we did this.
We're going to provide you the golden ticket, bro.
We did this before the show.
Yeah.
Don't they know who we are?
And you know what we're going to change that to? Is don't they know who Travis is?
Right. Exactly. We'll use our combined skill at denying plausibility to elevate you to the level of superhero.
I have a Pope hat that we should send him. It's like a Pope's hat. One of those tall religious hats.
Oh, right on.
Or I have a fez, too.
If he could get it onto a polar bear, that would be awesome.
Nothing shows status and professionalism like a tall, ornamental chapeau. Wouldn't you say?
It's a very tall chapeau.
So we got that going for you. So you know,
and I don't
it's going to be pretty great.
You got to duck down when you go into the helicopter, though, because that thing's tall.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose your
awesome.
Hat. Rotor
blades. Can I use that for snowboarding as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Call Red Bull. I think they're on board with us.
I think it would be ideal for snowboarding.
Oh, did we just mention Red Bull on our Red Bull sponsor, Red Bull show?
Is this the Red Bull Mardi Gras? We should get some sort of cocktail thing like Red Bull and vodka.
They should probably be sponsoring our show for real.
Really? Red Bull and vodka? Which vodka? What's the sporty vodka Svedka? Of the day?
I don't know.
Svedka? Svedka, because it's Swedish, and then you might have the possibility of the Swedish bikini team if we were in the 1980s.
What am I going to do with a pallet of Svedka vodka? Thanks, guys.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Mm. So,
do we need to talk to anybody else, or can we just keep these two guys online forever?
There was actually
forever,
supposed to be somebody to call in to bark like a dog for us.
Huh.
For an advocate trucker hat.
Really?
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a browner. That's a browner, bro. What's up?
How's it going, eh?
Cripes. We got way too many people on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen. Here. Spinner and Travis. I'm going to put you back in the queue because I don't know what the hell's going on.
Kicked out? I was just in here. I was behaving myself. You know,
yeah,
you were
doing good. You're doing fine, sir.
But you can't talk in there.
No. All right. So the only people talking besides JK, Gomez, and Sven is
meow.
No, bark like a dog. A little dog.
What are you, some kind of sadist over there?
All right, you get the hat. That was the barker like a dog.
Right on, who gets the hat?
I'm more, you know.
He's more of a kitty?
Aw. Meow wolf.
I like them both. I like...
Oh, I'm so glad people keep going meow. Because, like, it would be great if everyone would just stop right meow.
Oh, my God. Well... That's my buddy Rob. He's part of Bike Black Ribbon there in Chicago, and he
got a lot of fib friends there, boy.
I know.
I'm
a recovering Melanesian. What am I supposed to do with my fib friends? Just deny them?
Reprimand.
I say, bring out the comfy pillow. Rob wins Advocate Cycles trucker hat. He has an Advocate Cycles watchman.
Trucker clock.
And those hats are kick-ass.
Yeah, I just got it at Cabda, which is a little bike show down there in Chicago. Got to see my boys, Tim and Adam. And,
right on.
What else, man? You went to lacrosse. I went up and rode lacrosse.
Can we just tell Rob to piss off now?
Hey, Rob. No? See you, bud.
I'm kidding, Rob. Hey, congratulations.
Are you even
meow.
There?
Meow.
He's just going to meow.
Just mute in the background.
He goes.
Bye, Rob.
I don't even think we have to bother with another break. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm good.
We had some links. Got some links on the show there.
Links. We always have links. It was kind of
I almost had DFL. I almost had DFL. There was somebody a little slower.
Oh, in lacrosse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of bummed.
Did we already? You preempted the Fatty Farm Field Report.
No,
we were in the Fatty Farm Field Report. Wait, I believe, but we didn't announce the Fatty Farm Field Report. Ain't no way because
we didn't.
You were there in spirit.
We didn't say this week's Fatty Farm Field Report is presented by the Winter Rush Fat Bike Series. We didn't say that.
Winter Rush is the home of the Michigan State Fat Bike Championships and will be your host of the 2017 USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships.
For more information, click on the Winter Rush banner located in the Mother Gnomon show notes or visit winterrush.com.
The Bike of Black Ribbon Society is recruiting 3 fast men or women to win back the Sacred Gnome Championship belt at the Team Snowbike Enduro at Silver Lake on February 20th.
Yeah, I'm sending out a personal shout out invitation to the Lalonde brothers, Mr. Will Ross, Fat Bike World Champion Robbie Squire. Join the Bike Black Ribbon, embrace the darkness, and bring our belt back to the black belly of the beast where it belongs.
You're saying you want ringers. People that can bring the hot sauce and aren't a four. They'll break some damn rules if they have to.
Cintos negras para siempre.
I can do the DFL.
I think that actually should be an award in every single event. Not to bemoan the dead too much, but did want to give a quick shout out to Dave Mira. Little moment of silence. That was a hero of mine, man.
Yeah, he was good, man.
And now, links from the Fat Bike interwebs, webs.
How did the Huffington Post figure out fat biking?
It's a fad, don't you know? It's the latest thing.
That could be a for real thing. For real?
For real?
Huffington Post?
So further down the list is one that actually, seriously, the headline is something like, it's really not a fad anymore or something. What? Really?
Yeah. So in that Huffington Post thing was this 30-year anniversary of this three-wheeled fat bike that predates everything. Not like the beginning of 1986.
Right on. 30 years ago. French dude.
Yeah. 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 That crossed the Sahara.
With Michelin five-star tires that he ate out of on his entire trip across the Sahara.
And then you got the Sturgeon Fest up in Fondi.
Words hurt.
You could spear sturgeon right from your fat bike.
You rode across Lake Winnebago last week. How was that?
That was a good time. That was a good time, man.
Isa and Dave?
Indeed, and a couple other people. Some guy that I had trained to be a national mountain bike patroller back in the 80s when I had a voice like this.
Well done.
Yes, indeed.
So capital time.
Name is Jim. So
is he an NPR or a
no
rock and roll radio voice?
Hey, I'm David fucking Lee.
Hey,
listen to my balls drop
all the time.
Sunday.
My buddy David Spiegelberg from Travel Wisconsin has a link in here. Kind of lists a few races you can go to if you're into the whole racy thing.
Racy.
Cool place to go to.
Dork County.
Dork County.
Darko should have kick-ass fat bike stuff because I've ridden around that place on the ice before, around the tip of the thumb of Wisconsin, and it's really cool.
I always considered it the pinky.
the delicate pinky?
I don't know. Am I wrong?
Michigan is a mitten.
Yes.
This is not a fucking pinky.
Did you say the thumb? It's a slender thumb.
That's one of these things.
Boom. Hand this way.
Sundance Lodge in Calgary. That's Link. Whose link is that?
I don't know.
Who's keeping up?
Hey, you know what? You know what we did instead of doing a read through so we could figure out all these links? Oh. We talked about our 100th show. We're going to have two bands. We're going to have a BMX track with fat bikes.
At least two bands.
Razor wire, a garage door. What else are we going to have?
Oh, we could
fire.
Basically, we can do whatever the hell we want. We just have to. When is our 100th show? 8 shows from now.
Somewhere there.
Well,
April.
But if we start to go monthly, we could stretch it out into
summer. More time to plan. Yeah. All right. Well, that might be a little sneak peek for you people that follow us religiously.
We have a great location here. I think we can do a really cool racetrack, and if we do it in the snow, that would be pretty cool.
I agree.
Or if we do it in the summer, who cares?
Or if we do it in the mud.
And there's rock and roll to be had. Indeed. I got a place huge right down here with porta potties.
Oh, my God. Yes. You know what that signifies? That the snort? That means we're in this evening's special segment.
Special segment. That's right, Dave. Take it away. Hey.
Yeah. So our special segment is an Instagram takeover. You can follow Jules from Surly as she takes over our Instagram feed this weekend for the Women's Fat Bike Demo Day, along with a U.S. Fat Bike Criterium Championships.
I might be out there.
Madison, Wisconsin. I might be out there for that one.
So
we're going to be out there.
We currently have like 11,000 followers. That's a big number, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's bigger
than like, I don't know.
Four.
Other people.
It's more than Dirty Biker has.
We'll have a link in the show notes.
Taught us how to do it and told us how to do it. So
I wonder if Spinner wants to weigh in on your jackassery.
Let's bring Spinner in so we can have another Sconey guy talk about our extra special segment, which is, do you think Alaska is going to be able to beat Wisconsin in the largest fat bike event of the world?
Do I get to say no? What? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
Think more. Period. More people. Do you think more people in Alaska at that big fat ride or at Berkey?
I think at Berkey.
Well, you know how many people are registered for the ITI?
I do not.
7D.
Yeah, well, it's a super qualified race.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying how many people are, you know, registered for the Fat Bike Berkey.
That's just the race. They're going to do a big-ass ride. And dude, I have been there.
1,000.
They have a gajillion. They have tons of people on Fat Bike.
So you think this
there.
Is actually competition for Wisconsin?
Yes. I'm thinking that they can do it. I'm thinking they're going to end up with like 1,400.
Maybe if everybody in Alaska was on a fat bike at the same time at like 10:01 a.m. when the race starts or something.
And then just keep
then
going.
Maybe,
in a
but they're not all
going to
be in the same area.
Circle.
I'm telling you, just like homeless, like aluminum can scavengers ride fat bikes there.
Fuck you. Kiss every fat part of my ass.
Oh, the Wisconsin.
All you guys are doing is making my job harder from now on. All right, Spinner, we got to wrap this silly business up, but thanks for calling. Do you have anything else you want to impart on us before you take a powder?
No, I think that's it. Fuck Rafa. That's all I got.
Right on, man. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Right. See you, Spinner.
Hey, thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion and not the silence of today's broadcast. Surly makes bikes and parts that don't suck. Learn more at surlybikes.com. Plus, we invite event promoters as always. Actually, I know we do have somebody. We have Sean calling in from the U.S. Fat Bike Beach National Championships coming up in a show right down the road, but another national championship.
Yeah, I want to go there.
And he's offered to basically allow us to come there.
Nice.
I love it. Call 818-918-2453 anytime of day or night. Leave us a message.
Till then,
you all have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.